Well, the self doesn't think and it doesn't have wishes. It's in a state of total acceptance. It's not in denial of the world situation. Preparations are made spontaneously to create an island of peace and of harmony and of dharma, so that the oppressive forces can be held at bay. But what is really required is an energy field, of a very high consciousness can create a very protective environment from the kinds of karmic invasive energies and forces out there. So it's not simply a fantasy. It's the use of chi, of prana, and of shakti, the even higher level of divine energy, to produce a safe space in a world where most spaces are not safe. And any space in which you are in ego consciousness is not safe, because the ego is at war with itself. And because it's in conflict internally and attacked by a superego internally, that will be projected and become an external situation. But we are now in such a state of planetary despondency and despair that the lower death drive is dominant in most egos. And that's why they're lining up to take a lethal injection. It's not that they're just ignorant and they're believing, that's at a surface level that they believe the propaganda, but at a deeper level, there's a death wish. That's the wishful thinking of the ego now. It's not even a positive wish. It's a wish just to get out of here through suicide, through blacking out, through ending it. And so there's a massive epidemic of suicides and of opioid abuse and of other means of killing oneself, often through having a cop shoot you or having someone else take you out if you don't have the courage to do it yourself. But there's a lot of very negative things happening that are motivated by an internal death drive, not by external situations, because ultimately there is nothing external. That's not real. This is all a dream. Once we understand that and awaken from it, then there is real power, not wishful thinking, but real power that can use thought, not be used by it or trapped by it, but is able to use it at a higher level than the ego, in the mind of God, to create change, synchronicities, miraculous events that otherwise could not occur.